or possible introduction of proposed ordinance.
Mr. President, members of council, we have before us today for your consideration a proposed ordinance that would install into the county code a fee and inspection process for foundation footers and tie downs in the placement of manufactured homes. I believe you have a copy of the proposed ordinance at your disposal. And we also need to note that the purpose for the purpose is as I described, but the impetus for us in passing and operating this new system, it comes to us from the Delaware General Assembly. There is Delaware state law requiring the counties to enact such a code, and we need to be able to enforce this by the first of the year 2007. If you have questions, I'll try to answer them for you, but I think it's relatively self-explanatory as you read the proposed ordinance.
And Hal, you might not know this. Is this endorsed by the manufactured home people?
I know.
Several years they've been working on this thing and it never could get it done.
I believe that it is. I can tell you that in drafting this ordinance, Van Mulligan and Eddie Parker, all three of us, put our heads together with Jim Griffin to make sure that we had the proper ingredients in this ordinance. Basically, to summarize the operation, this will provide for three inspections: one of the footer foundation, one inspection of the tie down, and a third inspection if needed. These three inspections will be charged to the owner at a $120 sum. If they need an additional inspection beyond the three inspections, they'll be billed at an additional $40 charge.
Those charges are consistent with what we charge for building inspections.
Are we doing this in-house, guys? Is this ours? We're keeping it with us. That's good. Okay. That's cool. Okay.
How about elevations? Do we, you know, in the, near the, in like pot nets in those areas out of Long Neck, do they, when they come in and do tie downs and placements, do they ever take into consideration flood elevations like we do in a standard single family home? I mean, I've yet to see a manufactured home or up in the air too high.
Talking about Jeff Shockley.
That's wrong.
What he does.
That's Jeff Shockley.
Jeff Shockley.
Okay, so a placement of a mobile home that's not on a foundation, they meet flood elevations and all that stuff?
I would certainly think they have to get through
that process. Planning and zoning would inspect that separately.
Man, yeah, I think it's you might have to get Lawrence when you listen to him.
No, my question is, it's to deal with placement of manufactured homes, right?
How about a floodplain with the like a single?
No, I know, like you're right. They're tie downs and all this other stuff. We're worried about wind. Are we making them like we do with single family homes comply with flood elevation?
Yes. Yeah, they'll have to go through planning and zoning for flood elevation review. After getting approval, then you go through that, and they have to meet that also.
Okay.
Just like a single-family house or a modular home or any of the rest of them does. Okay. Going to be all the same.
Of course, you understand, NREC doesn't have too many floodplain. You have to do your own sometimes. You understand that. You know.
You've got a copy of the state law that mandates this. It's on page 9 of that state law, section 4422. It says all installations of manufactured homes shall be subject to a minimum of 2 and a maximum of 5 inspections prior to the owner taking occupancy and a certificate of occupancy. Reinspections do not count toward the maximum number. Inspections shall be conducted by the county land use department unless it's a local government within a town, and then if the town declines, the county has to do it. It says the county may charge a reasonable fee as it relates to the actual cost. So this is the same cost as we're now charging for other inspections. And then no person may do these without being certified, and all the people will be certified.
Have we got everybody trained?
We got a class of 27th and 28th, taking the same class, the inspector taking the same class as the installers.
Right.
And in order to be an inspector, you have to take that course and pass it. Everything's going to be certified, installer certified, and so is the inspectors. They have to go through the same course.
Yeah, I see. Well, we got plenty of time in January. Well, I say plenty of time, but January 1st won't be long before it gets here.
Right. But everything's after the 13th. We have our last meeting in Dover. on the bill, on the code itself, and then they're going to start taking applications and all this way.
We're going to do it in-house with the people we have in-house?
We are. We're training, I think, 9 people.
Okay.
And not that we're going to need 9, but in predicament, we'll have some building code, some planning zoning, some assessment.
Right.
Across the board.
Right. So anybody can do it when they're out in the street. If assessment's out there, they can look at it. It'd save. That's cool. Excellent.
Okay, Mr. Godwin.
Yes, sir. I have a motion for you if you'd like. For to introduce this bill. The motion reads, be it moved that Sussex County Council introduce an ordinance to amend Chapter 62, Article 3, Section 62-8, to establish a fee for the inspection of foundation footers and tie-downs for the placement of a manufactured home.
So moved.
So, I could just introduce it.
Oh, just introduce it. All right, introduce it. Introduce it.
Mr. Colvin.
Right, okay.
Okay, we advertise and have a public hearing.
Okay.
And continue on.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, members of council, I have 3 wastewater agreements for your consideration this morning. The first, Sussex County Project 81-04, lands of 274 Associates, Agreement Number 585. The developer in this case is 274 Associates LLC from Wilmington, Delaware. The location will be on Sussex County Road 274 Old Landing in Rehoboth, part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District to service 140 duplex units. The system connection charges will total $547,540. We already have approvals from the Sussex County Engineering Department as well as the state's Department of Natural Resources. The expected construction days will be 150. Construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $99,772. Proposed construction costs equal $665,147. Supporting motion reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for the Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 585, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and 274 Associates LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in 274 Associates LLC located in the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, Mr. Jones.
Second.
Second, Mr. Dukes, to approve lands of 274 Associates, Sussex County Project 8104, Agreement Number 585 is read. Questions, Mr. Colvin?
Yes.
Mr. Jones stepped out of the room. Mr. Dukes? Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Yes.
My vote is yes. Mr. Godwin?
Yes, sir. Our second agreement for your consideration is Agreement Number 650. The developer's name is Jack Carosi Builder, again from Wilmington, Delaware, and the location here is Reba Road in Millville. This will be part of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District, serving 17 single-family lots. Connection service charges totaling $86,921. We do have approvals from our county engineering department as well as DENREC. The expected time of construction will be 45 days. The construction administration and construction inspection costs total $41,285. Proposed construction costs totaling $275,236. And the supporting motion for this one is worded, be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 650, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Jack Carosi Builders for wastewater installation at the meadows to be constructed in Millville Sanitary Sewer District.
Gentlemen?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Dukes?
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. To approve Sussex County Project 8104, the Meadows, Agreement Number 650. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
It is yes.
Gentlemen, the third agreement for your consideration this morning is project number 8104, agreement number 582. The developer in this case is C.E. Rupert Smith III from Bethany Beach, Delaware. Location is south of Ocean View on Woodland Avenue, approximately 1/3 mile south of Route 26. This project will be in the Ocean View Expansion Sanitary Sewer District, serving 11 three-story townhouses and 2 single-family lots. Connection charges in this case are $52,026. We do have approvals from our county engineering department as well as DENREC. The construction days will be 15. The construction administration and construction inspection costs total $5,714. The proposed construction costs total $38,096. Supporting motion reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 582, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and C.E. Rupert Smith III for wastewater installation at Smithfield to be constructed in the Ocean View Sanitary Sewer District.
Gentlemen. Motion by Mr. Phillips. Second by?
Second.
Mr. Cole. To approve Sussex County Project 8104 Smithfield, Agreement Number 582. That is C.E. Rupert Smith. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
I vote
yes.
Thank you, Mr. Godwin. Frank Shade, Purchasing Officer and Fleet Manager, Vehicle for Paramedics Bid Award.
Morning.
Good morning. Good
morning, Frank.
Got to make this relatively quick and painless. Won't take much time at all. Monday, October 30th, we opened bids for the purchase of 2 new chassis for the paramedic response vehicles. These are the ice cream truck type vehicles that they use. 2 vendors responded to the advertisements, and the responses were open according to county policy. One of the responders declined to bid on them, and IG Burton submitted a successful bid at $38,287 per truck. Money is sufficient in the paramedics' budgets to buy these. And after reviewing the bids, the paramedic department believes that IG Burton would best meet the county's needs for these trucks.
Yeah, motion.
Questions? Okay. Motion that Sussex County Council accept the bid of IG Burton in the amount of $38,287 each for the purchase of 2 Chevrolet chassis for use as paramedic response units.
Gentlemen, ready to motion? Make the motion.
So
Mr. Phillips. Second by?
Second.
Mr. Dukes, to approve the purchase of 2 EMS vehicles to IG Burton Chevrolet for 2 of them for a total of $76,574. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Next, we got Thomas, Director of Emergency